You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Good Together, the podcast that inspires you to create change in the world every day. Keep listening for actionable tips and tricks to incorporate eco-friendly practices into your daily life.
We've been featured by Apple as the number one podcast for conscious consumers, and we can't wait to welcome you into our community of changemakers. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Laura. We're the founders of Brightly.eco, the new platform for conscious consumers. We believe in supporting all creatures, great and small.
And our team of experts show you how to live and shop responsibly by sharing world-changing lifestyle ideas, products, and more. To read show notes from Good Together and to browse all of the planet-friendly goodness that we feature, head to brightly.eco/podcast.
And to help spread the word about the podcast, tap on this episode and share Good Together with your friends and family. A simple text message helps us grow and create change around the world. So as much as you may or may not like to hear this, the holidays have come early this year, even in October. We are facing some kind of global supply chain shipping crises, and it's going to make more sense than ever to think about being a conscious consumer earlier than ever. So in today's episode, Lisa and I talk a little bit about what's going on with why we have to think about shopping a bit earlier. And then we talk about our favorite picks from this month's October product drop, currently live on shop.brightly.eco. So we're super excited to share our favorite picks. You can shop our October drop until October 10th. So make sure to pick up some products and stuff that you love early for yourself, for friends or family. And so let's get into it. Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
Good. Happy fall. Happy October month. Love October.
Yeah. We all love a good fall situation. It's, you know, I feel like we've been in such a weird time warp ever since the pandemic started. But hey, it's fall now, right?
Yeah, it is actually fall officially. I don't know how it might not feel like fall, but it is fall. October is one of my favorite months because it's my birthday month. There's, you know, Halloween fans out there. Hopefully yeah. This year it isn't a real Halloween. And then, of course, there's a Brightly October product drop, right?
Absolutely. And one of the interesting things about this episode is, listeners, you'll know if you've been listening with us for a while, we Brightly recently opened a, you know, thoughtful, eco-friendly, mindful shopping opportunity once a month. So you get the experience to shop with us once a month. We do it from a low-waste, a curated perspective. It's really exciting. But another reason why this episode is exciting is because we get a chance to tell you a little bit about what's going on with holiday gifting. And we have to talk about it right now in October. Which yeah. is kind of a bummer because I'm one of those people that likes to be like, I don't want to see anything Christmas or holiday related until at least after Halloween.
Of course.
But this year it's just a little bit different, right?
Exactly. I mean, maybe don't pull out your Christmas tree just yet, right? Your holiday tree. But we will be talking about the reasons why, basically, with us, holiday shopping starts on October fourth, right? We're in the middle of the Brightly product drop. And if you, you know, you already probably took a sneak peek, maybe you already shopped with us, you see how many amazing holiday gifts we have in there, right?
Yes. And if you're, so Liz is right. If you're listening to this episode right when it drops, we are in the middle of our monthly shopping opportunity, our product drop in the Brightly shop. And Liz is totally right. Like, you'll see some holiday stuff on there and you might be like, that's interesting, but there's a reason for that. And so let's get into it. Like, why should consumers care more about, number one, shopping mindfully? Everybody should know that Liz and I always encourage mindful shopping. So don't feel like we're trying to push any kind of, I don't know, artificial consumerism on you or anything like that. But the facts are, we do purchase gifts for people at holiday time. It just, it's pretty unavoidable. And in the past, we've done episodes about giving gifts with less waste, and we'll be re-releasing some of the goodness that we've shared about how to have a more eco-friendly holiday time in general over the next few months. But if you are somebody that's looking to buy new products for people this holiday season, we've got some news, and the news is you better start early.
Exactly. And, you know, number one, for Brightly, for you, for us, for the Brightly community at large, of course, number one reason to shop mindful and shop slowly is the planet, right?
Yes.
Please, no two-day shipping. I think we've had enough episodes talking about this, but, you know, not just buying the product itself online, right? But, you know, faster shipping has a heavier impact on the environment. That's the truth, you know? We're not exaggerating by any means that if you shop mindfully, thoughtfully, and, you know, use just even a regular shipping method, right? That already is much, much better for the environment.
Absolutely.
And of course, there's more serious reasons for shopping early this season, right?
For sure. And, you know, the last thing we'll say before we get into why it makes sense to shop early this specific holiday season in 2021 is, again, this podcast and the work that we do at Brightly on Good Together is all about conscious consumerism. So we really truly believe in the power of using your dollars to create change, right? We've talked about it pretty frequently in almost every single episode, but this is something we believe really strongly in. So when we talk about consuming things, this should be something that you feel excited about and like you feel excited to learn about, basically, because we do say, of course, you can reuse things, you can be more mindful, and like, we want to cut down on waste. We also know that purchasing things is unavoidable for most people. So that's a real talk. We're going to get into it. And Liza just started us off actually by not, she might not even realized it, but one of the reasons why it's really important that we all think about shopping early this season, even if we don't want to, like me, is that shipping has been very, very messed up because of COVID. And actually, there's a startup out there called Flexport, and they are, you know, they're very much in the supply chain of things. I won't get into exactly what Flexport does, but they work with ships and containers and all sorts of things. Their CEO is named Ryan Peterson. He just did this really interesting sort of deep dive on Twitter about the amount of container ships that are sitting at US-based ports waiting to be unloaded. So I think we all might have remembered the whole situation, you know, with the in the Middle East, right, where we had, what was it? Was it the Suez Canal?
I think so. Yeah. Oh my God. Again, yeah. Like, I remember that happened, but it feels so long ago.
I know it does. I'm pretty sure it's the Suez Canal. If not, apologies. We'll have to go back and do our fact checking on that. But we remember earlier in the year, right, where we had these like very visceral photos of a bunch of ships being stalled because they couldn't get through one portion of the world, right? That's like a really big shipping port. Well, unfortunately, we're now also looking at pictures of ships sitting around with nothing to do because there are just is a huge backup at these major ports in the United States and really around the world. So typically the wait time for a container to dock and get unloaded is 0 days.
Like, really?
you come in and you go basically. According to Ryan Peterson, he's like, normally it's like zero. There's zero ships waiting. You come in, you leave. It's a very optimized process, right? Because, you know, time is money for most of these shipping companies. So anyway, right now, well, as of, you know, as of September, actually, some of the data that we found was 72 ships were sitting in LA, 23 were sitting in Savannah, Georgia, and 10 were in Seattle, Tacoma. So if you live near any of these ports, you can actually look out and mm-hmm. see the ships sitting around. And so that basically means these are massive, massive quantities of products and things that businesses are waiting to sell typically in the holiday season. And there's such a massive backup that even, you know, in September when this data was pulled, they were like, there's no way with even this backlog that they can get out of that hole for the holiday season. So that's pretty crazy from like a supply perspective. And then the other thing I'll say about shipping, and this is something people saw last year too, also because of the pandemic, is kind of the last mile bit of shipping, if you will. So when you say mm-hmm. last mile, it's the delivery to you.
To you.
And mm-hmm. to you, right? So FedEx, UPS, Amazon, a lot of these places that are, you know, having delivery drivers come up to you are facing worker shortages and just shortages in general. And so there's less people around to deliver those packages. So anyway, it's creating a big mess from a shipping perspective.
Yeah. And of course, you know, let's not forget about, you know, shipping in everything we're talking about, humans are involved, especially in supply chain.
Yes.
Supply chain sounds very dry and boring. So we're
nerdy.
Not gonna, yeah, nerdy. We share this information with you. It might be a bit too nerdy for some people, but supply chain is human beings, right? Human beings in India,
yep.
human beings around the world, even here in the US and Africa. Of course, many of our goods are made in China. People have been affected by COVID. So another problem that you've seen again last year too, and especially in the beginning of COVID, the first months of COVID, the shortages of products, because a lot of people are making these products, real people. Again, there's no robots there. You know, in India, for example, you probably remembered we had an episode with president of Fairtrade USA. You know, we were talking about India, you know, for a long while there, a couple of months ago, the situation was so dire there. And, you know, what happens to artisan factories or factories in general, right? You know, they have to be shut down. If one person or multiple people are sick, everybody's got sent home, nobody's getting paid. Things are not made. So it was a humanitarian crisis too,
yes.
very much.
And it's still going on, right, Lisa? I mean, it's not done.
I mean, yeah, I don't think, yeah, I don't, even like best examples of, in terms of like response to COVID and stuff, it might get a little bit better, but we're not out of the woods. And
exactly.
this is why, you know, while we still want to get the gifts for holidays and delight each other and ourselves and kind of lift our own moods, you know, if we want to get those gifts, we have to shop early. And actually, you know how we love numbers here. I pulled the numbers from 2020 from holiday spending, right? So
yeah.
2020, that's according to National Retail Federation, we've spent $789.4 billion. This is in holiday spending. And that was actually the highest growth over the same period. It was 8.3% growth from 2019. And this was the highest growth since 2002. So clearly, you know, and this is okay. This is human nature. We were, you know, buying more stuff because it was stuck at home. It is still a difficult situation. So, you know, gifts are necessary for human beings sometimes to lift up our
yeah.
spirits, you know?
Absolutely. And we have so many tips on different types of gifts you can give and all of these things. So just so our audience knows, like this episode is obviously focused on new products. We're about to share our favorite picks from the Brightly shop, you know, the drop opportunity that's happening right now. But the bottom line is, like Lisa and I are saying it, industry experts are saying it, turn on the news. Unfortunately, this holiday season is going to be even more unpredictable than ever before, right? So if you want more certainty, like you want to be the person who gives a thoughtful gift that was made, you know, ethically and responsibly, it supports your values, etc., you are most likely going to find that the quantity and the just logistics behind that product is going to be more limited than you're used to. So rather than waiting until the last minute and having to buy a product that doesn't necessarily meet all of those criteria for you, we highly recommend doing it early, even if you don't want to.
Exactly. So Yeah, let's get into our favorite picks. Again, our favorite part, we've curated as usual, you know, best in class, our favorite eco-friendly products, like standalone individual products. But this drop is even more exciting because, again, it is the start of our holiday collection, right? And we've curated quite a few amazing holiday kits, which are brightly exclusive. You won't find these kits in this curation anywhere else. And the values are amazing.
And just really quick to review, in case you haven't heard kind of the bottom line behind why we're doing this, we have an episode that talks about the Brightly drop experience.
And how it
works.
Please
go back and listen to that because it's really interesting. But to just recap, right? You get 7 days to shop with us once a month. That period is going on right now. And at the close of that 7 days, we then place orders, we get everything together, and we ship everything out in bulk at the end of the month to you. So it actually cuts down on a lot of waste from a shipping and supply chain perspective, like we just talked about. So it's really exciting. And of course, every product that is in our Brightly shop are products that we pick and review ourselves. So you guys know, Lisa and I used to do these types of episodes way before we even had our shop launched. People asked us, like, when can we shop with you? So that's why this is exciting. And this is, Lisa and I are so excited because this is the first holiday season we get to spend with you from this way, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we're finally able to create our own favorite sets that you can buy directly from us, you know, and have the Brightly experience, Brightly in any possible way. So yeah, going back to the holiday kits and October drop, right? You have until October 10th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific to shop the October collection. So let's get into the collection, starting with holiday kits, Laura.
Yeah, let's do it. So you want to share your favorites?
Yeah, so I have noted a couple of them. And just, again, shop.brightly.eco. If you can go ahead and, unless you're driving, go ahead and pull up the website on your phone or your computer. And
or working
see.
Out. I know a lot
exactly.
of people.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, keep doing the workout.
Yeah, so you will see all of the stuff that we're talking about. Yeah, my favorite one of the kits is actually the Changemaker Chef's Kit. No surprise for anyone there. It features a spice trio from Burlap and Barrel.
We love that.
Yeah.
We're like total fangirls.
Yeah.
It just tastes so good. They're spices. They're
yes,
so good.
Yes. I mean, I interviewed Ethan, the founder, last year, right around holidays. We've talked about them in other episodes. I mean, I have like 10 of their spices in my kitchen. They're so unique. They're fair trade sourced. Again, listen to the episode with Ethan to tell you how much exactly they're paying their farmers. And they're so unique, right? Like little cumin from the mountains of Afghanistan. There is black urfa chili from Turkey. So the spice trio is amazing. This is the Changemaker Chef's Kit. Then we have Food Huggers, absolute bestsellers from our previous September drop, but it's a set of three food huggers to prevent food waste. Another passionate, kind of like a favorite cause of mine. And then the apron, right, Laura, that we've curated. I forgot what's the name. It's a pretty cool, and it's like unisex apron, which I really like. So any chef in your life that you have, you can gift it either. It's a female or male chef. And yeah, the value, again, the value of the products inside is $100, but since it's Brightly exclusive, you guys can get it for $75. And yeah, the company that makes aprons is Reluctant Threads, and they actually made 100% cotton by artisans in India on over 100-year-old looms. Again,
that's so cool.
Very close supply chain, the human aspect of making these amazing things.
Other thing that's cool about this kit is like literally Lisa and I are this chef in the kitchen. Like we use those food huggers. We use the heck out of our Burlap and Barrel spices. They taste amazing. I made a dinner for somebody once and they were like, what is in this?
Exactly,
like it's just
right?
The quality is so good. And then I was the one who suggested we put the apron in the kit because I don't ever cook with an apron because I never had one and I would just splatter all over myself.
Oh yeah. All
and
the
then
time.
I one day I was like, why don't I just get an apron? And sure enough, found this one from Reluctant Threads. So it's awesome. We love it.
So what about you? What's your favorite kit?
Yeah, I mean, we have so many. And so like if you guys are familiar or even not familiar with the way we curate the products for the Brightly product drops, we like to do a mix of essential products, so stuff that you're going to use kind of on a daily basis, stuff that's special and maybe, you know, you might use for like a zero waste opportunity. And we do all sorts of like interesting angles because we want to be as useful to you as possible. When we thought about holiday, we were like, okay, how do we bring some of our favorite items together in a fun story? So you just heard the story of the chef kit, because it makes more sense. It makes your life easier, right? Like you don't have to go out and be like, okay, I know these spices are really good, but I need to get something else for my mom. You know, you hear that a lot. Like, oh, I have to get something else. Like the idea behind these kits is that you're like kind of like one and done for somebody on your list. So
exactly.
We have mm-hmm. so many good ones, and we've created them to appeal to a variety of people in your life, whether that's your mom or maybe your boss. Like your boss is really into cooking, you can get them that kit. And then we also have some for kids, baby, all sorts of really fun stuff. So it's hard for me to say which of my favorite one is, because I and you, Lisa, and our shop editor have been working on this for so long. But one of the favorites that kind of speaks to me is actually one that's very close to me. It's called the Explorer Kit. And so it contains a few things in it, but the idea behind this was somebody that's on the go. They want to live a more eco-friendly lifestyle. I kind of almost see it as like a student-ish kit a little mm-hmm. bit, because it comes with the first item, the big ticket item, is this amazing ethically made water-resistant messenger bag that I actually designed myself a few years ago. So it's called the Kennebecker bag, and I designed it to have a really nice reusable, washable liner, because I
love
found
that,
it,
mm-hmm.
you know, like in my bag, I would just spill, I'm a mess. So I would just spill lipstick or whatever the heck. And I'd find that I had bags that had stains in them. So you can actually remove the liner and throw in the wash. And then there's also a bunch of pockets, and you can fit a ton of stuff in that bag. So I was really excited when we figured, hey, let's put this in one of the kits. So big fan of that. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into that design. Another thing that's in this kit are some Brightly stickers that we've just recently designed with the work of an artist.
So cute.
They're super cute. They have like amazing little sayings on them, like be eco or there's no planet B. So you'll love those. And you can actually stick those stickers on this new pocket journal that we're including that's actually made of stone paper. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I'm like, I still, I know Kendall has a sample. I'm like, what is stone paper? But
yeah, I mean, it's basically paper that's created with different materials than we're used to. So
yeah.
It's really interesting. We've tested that journal out. We love it. So we've given you the stickers to customize a journal if you want to. Otherwise, you can put them wherever.
Computer, water bottle. Yeah, I'll be sticking them all over the place.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the last thing in there is a go bag from Stasher. So it's kind of hard to describe unless you've seen it. But basically, it is a small reusable silicone bag that's got, you know, the ability for you to put whatever you want in it. So some people will like put their phone in it if they're mm-hmm. going to go like on a kayak.
Yep.
Some people will just like, I've put like hand sanitizer in mine because I don't want it to leak in my bag. That's not my Kennebecker bag. So it's really nice. We've heard that that's like, it's a big hit among anyone basically.
I've used it when we went to Hawaii. I put my phone in there whenever we went to the beach. So there's no like sand and all of the other stuff there. I recently went to Morocco and like it was always with me. Like I would say, yeah, hand sanitizer, the like tissues and or like your passport or like ID when you're traveling, you know, so it's like always with you because it has like that little metal hook that you can actually hook on your back, right? So that's why it's in the kit.
Yeah,
I think it's really cool. I love it.
That's definitely one of my favorite ones. And I think it's one, again, that can be given to a variety of people in your life.
Exactly.
Here at Brightly, we're all about caring for every creature, large and small, which is why we love Save the Duck. Creating outerwear products with a strong respect for people, animals, and the environment is something the brand has gotten very good at. Like the name implies, Save the Duck has saved over 18 million ducks with its PlumTech technology.
That's a lot of ducks. Protecting animal welfare is in the brand's DNA, and all of their products are 100% animal-free. Save the Duck avoids the use of any material that may have caused suffering or harm to animals.
And it doesn't stop there. The brand also donates 1% of its profits to support charity initiatives that protect our animal friends, people, and the planet. Plus, Save the Duck also became the first fashion company in Italy to achieve the B Corp certification.
If you're looking for your next favorite outerwear brand that loves animals, people, and the planet as much as you do, you're in luck. Good Together listeners get 10% off by using the code BRIGHTLY at SaveTheDuckUSA.com. That's SaveTheDuckUSA.com. Time and time again, you texted, emailed, and DM'd us for our take on a planet-friendly way to purchase our tried and tested Brightly favorites. Because while the world of conscious consumerism is exploding, making mindful, planet-friendly purchases can still be a challenge.
That's where the Brightly shop comes in. To reduce some of the eco-overwhelm, every product we sell has been hand-picked and vetted by the Brightly team. You won't find anything in the shop that has less than 5 stars.
We've gone through hundreds of eco products to discover new and emerging brands that solve sustainability problems for you every day. We even designed our own products like beeswax wraps to keep things fun and to help you live brightly.
So how do we help you shop sustainably? The shop launches on the first Monday of each month and is open for 5 days. So the shorter planet-friendly shopping window allows us to only order what we need.
After the shop closes, we pack and ship out products in bulk. This low-impact supply chain reduces waste and keeps the planet happy.
Brightly is also climate neutral certified. Because we are committed to climate action, we have set our entire carbon footprint from operations to shipping.
We believe in the power of collective change, and we are so glad you're joining us on this journey. Go to shop.brightly.eco to see what's in store.
One more kit for me is the eco-conscious jet setter kit. Again, hopefully things are safe and sound this holiday season. We will all be able to see our families, right? And that's kind of why the idea for this kit came out of. Jet setter kit has, you guys probably have heard us talking about this company Plain. They have refillable, you know, shampoos and conditioners. And so we're including a travel set, right? I think it has shampoo, shower gel. I'm not sure if it has a moisturizer in it, but you'll see the details on the website. We're also including their small travel size hand sanitizer as well. And then what else? Oh, the thing I actually use quite a lot when traveling, the eye masks. I'm kind of, I don't know, maybe COVID.
You love those.
Right? Etitude. You've heard, we interviewed the founders, Kat and Phoebe, more than 2 years ago. They make eco-friendly bedding out of bamboo, and they have very cute, sleep masks. When you're traveling, when you're trying to fall asleep on the plane, they're amazing. What else? Oh, I know Alisa, one of our colleagues, swears by this lip balm from Ethique. They just released their lip balms. So we have one of the lip balms in there as well. And last but not least, my favorite part, of course, everything comes in and a makeup pouch, makeup cosmetic bag, whatever you want to call it. It's a small bag. I think it will fit all of this stuff. I literally use it every day when I travel too.
Yes, I've seen her use it. Yes. I've literally seen her pull it out.
You might have actually seen it in one of our TikToks actually last month.
Yeah.
It's lined with recycled fabric scraps made from plastic water sachets that they use in Ghana for drinking water. So they're upcycling these materials, which is amazing. Perfect for makeup, right? As Laura was saying, if you know your lip balm or whatever creams leak, just wipe it inside and that's it. And then the outside is made from remnant fabrics. It's a super fun set. You're supporting artisans in Ghana, getting amazing products from like one of our favorite skincare and beauty brands. And favorite part, it's literally 50% off in terms of the value you guys are getting. It's like $62 value, and Brightly price, exclusive price for you is $30. So if you're traveling, if you have any upcoming travel plans, get it. It's super fun.
Yeah, I love this. I love the set. So then the last holiday kit I'm going to talk about, and then we can move on to a few other picks that we love, is also another one that I just have used these products all the time. It's called the Pop Set. So basically what it is there is a small personal size popcorn popper. And I'm not kidding. I have three of these.
Really?
That's and the cool. reason
you
why
are
I have
a
three
popcorn
these,
girl. I know.
I am a popcorn girl. I used to have a routine before I got pregnant where I would literally every day I would make a big thing of popcorn and I'd have a big glass of red wine, just like she does on Scandal. I literally was the Olivia on Scandal. And I've always been weirded out by the chemicals that exist on those popcorn bags that you throw in the microwave. Like, even as a kid, I was always like, why is the bag got that weird coating on it? You know, like it would like make my fingers feel weird. Anyway, I've never liked that, but I love popcorn. And so this popcorn popper is made of silicone, and it basically just you throw in some popcorn kernels. Put a tiny drizzle of oil in there if you want. You actually don't even have to use oil, and you throw it in the microwave. And you do have to experiment a little bit with your microwave to figure out like what the best time is. And really from a pro's perspective, you probably also want to measure your kernels too, so that you're like consistent every time. Otherwise they might get different, temperatures. But anyway, I love it. It's so easy. So the kit that we came up with is the personal size popcorn one, which I actually don't have. So the ones I'm talking about are bigger, and I would usually make too much popcorn. So I'm excited that the brand that we're working with now offers it in quite a smaller size. And then we've got these beautiful popcorn kernels that I also love. They're actually made in Amish country, of all things. but they're truly created by the Amish, farmed and grown. And they're really tasty. So we actually found this blend that's called the Rainbow Blend. So the popcorn itself is a different color. It's very tasty. And then so the kernels come in the kit. And then we were like, well, what's something that we can add to kind of put on the popcorn? Lisa last year gave me some awesome truffle salt to go on my popcorn. But with this kit, we found this amazing black lime and chili salt from Burlap and Barrel. So yum.
I'm like because I have black lime spice from them, like wet, and I am like obsessed with different salts, so I'm like, Lisa, stop buying their spices. You know, like, you have to stop. But this
yeah
is awesome.
It's so good. And the other thing too is like this is an awesome price on it too. So this whole set is $25, so this to me is very much like, you know, teacher gift, neighbor gift. Somebody that, you know, it's really hard to go wrong with like a food-based gift. And I think people are going to love it. So I'm super excited about this set.
Cool. This is just four, and we have probably, I don't even know how many, 10 or 15 different holiday kits available. Again, we will be launching more holiday kits even after November, right? So be on the lookout for them, and you know, just know that every single product, even inside the holiday kits, even the gift with purchase, right? I'll talk about it in a second. Every single one of these products has been tested by Brightly team. So we have two kind of main themes we want to cover in terms of products, right? They're very different themes.
Yeah, outside of the kits, right?
Outside
so we've got
of the
other
kits.
Stuff.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah. So we've created a few cozy products for you because, again, fall, winter, we all want to be cozy, right?
Yep.
So number one thing, of course, I want to give a shout out again to our favorite company, Sheets and Giggles, right? Again, you've heard us talk about them for over a year now. They are our main gift with purchase partner for October product drop. And what you guys are getting is great. It's the Eucalyptus, their blanket, the lightweight blanket with a $40 value. You're getting it for free on all orders over $100. And all orders, I'm saying, while supplies last, right?
Yeah.
So this holiday season, we know you'll be shopping. So just keep that in mind, right? I don't know if this podcast airs, you know what I mean? And there's no gift with purchase available. we told you so, right? We told you so. And the fun thing at the checkout, right? When you're adding products to your cart, you actually are, you are able to see if you kind of qualified for gift with purchase, they're still available. And then quickly, I don't remember if we, I think actually we spoiled this product on Instagram Live a while back. It's a hoodie made by our partners, Known Supply. It's fair trade. It's made in India. The supply chains have been difficult there, but we're finally able to offer you guys a brightly exclusive hoodie in both colors. It's very nice, pearly pink and sage green. And it's $55, right? Remember, it's fair trade. It's organic cotton. I believe you can even inside the hoodie, I've talked about it so many times, you can literally read the name of the artisan or factory worker who has been working on your hoodie. And it's so soft. It's amazing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm getting one for my mom too. She requested that. So yeah, these are my kind of two picks for the cozy holidays.
Yeah, I mean, I love the hoodie too. It's awesome. And it's a good way to have like a piece of swag that says Brightly that's ethically made, right? So
exactly.
We love it. It's awesome. The last product I'll say in the cozy category is we have some awesome pillows available for you to pick from this month. So if you're looking to kind of judge up your holiday decor, or not even really holiday, because these pillows don't look holiday-ish, but they will certainly give you a nice atmosphere that you're going to be creating in your house. So we have one pillow that we designed exclusively with some artisans in India. That pillow is amazing. We have pretty limited quantities of that, so it's most likely going to sell out pretty quickly, but we've also got a few other ones who are made with artisans around the world too. So highly recommend checking those out if you're in the market for new home decor, because that's another way that you can really support artisans. There's a lot of artisans that are engaged in, you know, hand woven, beautiful textiles. And so when we think about bringing those things in your house, like, there you go.
Yeah, this is great. And again, whenever we talk about artisanal products, when you look at it, there is a story behind and so much love in terms of how much work has been put into making this product. So I love that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's get into your favorite category this time around, right? It's products that reduce waste. I love that.
Yeah, so this is the last category we're going to talk about, and then we'll wrap up this episode. But again, everything that we put into the shop is super, super thoughtful. We test it, we make sure it works. And then you guys know, if you're listeners, I really care strongly about reducing waste. And so when we come across a product that uses upcycled materials or scraps, et cetera, I get really excited because for me, it's such a win-win situation, right? Like the planet wins because we're not having to create a new product from brand new materials. The businesses win because typically these sort of discarded scraps are either free or like really cheap for them to utilize. And then we just have an awesome like circular economy. The person wins because they're getting a cool product. So we have a bunch of those this month, but we try and have at least a few every month. So I'll talk about a few of my favorites. One is these, you know, I'm obsessed with these beautiful leather scrap earrings that we have. So they're handmade here in the United States. They're beautiful. They come in some really fun shapes and colors. So we'll be stocking a few of them in October. But for me, that was like, if you think about when, you know, folks are making handbags, shoes, accessories, leather, of course, is often used. And, you know, we know that leather sometimes is not created, not harvested the most ethically. You know, we know this. However, we know it is possible to get leather that is, the ultimate product is come about from a humane perspective, as humane as it can be.
Exactly.
And if you're vegan, then obviously you will disagree with that. But, that's important to us. And the other piece is like, because this is such a material that should be taken, with respect, we don't want to waste it. Right. And
exactly.
So having the ability to use, you know, this material in a creative way for jewelry, like, why not?
Exactly. Using less, finding creative ways to make products, finding creative ways for, like the raw materials for products, it's very complicated process in a lot of ways. So yeah, I love those leather scrap earrings too. Very cute, versatile, kind of will go with pretty much any outfit. And we briefly mentioned that already, but you know, the makeup bag that's featured in the Jet Setter kit and spoilers and a few of our other skincare and makeup kits, that is another perfect example of making products out of trash, right? So it's made by our fairy partners, Trashy Bags. Fun name. Trashy Bags are based in Accra, Ghana. I visited them now 3 years ago, and I actually got to see how these products are made. So we have those makeup bags, right, that are lined with the plastic, upcycled plastic sachets on the inside, and using fabric scraps on the outside, right? Again, reusing scraps. And then there are, of course, the trashy bags. I think we're calling it a shopping tote. That's my go-to shopping bag for sure. I think we mentioned in previous episode, I can't remember, but you know, Laura and I always talk about them. That one is fully made of those upcycled water sachets, but it's like, it doesn't sound that it can be sturdy, but I went shopping again. I had that tote for 2-3 years already. I put like a little beer case and a bowl of wine, bread, meats, whatever, and carried all of it. I almost expected it to break, but it didn't break.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sturdy. And the thing that I love about the reason, you know, behind it obviously is reducing waste. But another thing that's great about it is it actually can function as gift wrap. Mm-hmm. So instead of giving somebody a gift that's wrapped in paper that most of the time, unfortunately, can't be recycled. I think a lot of us think that, right? Like the foil paper that we use, the gift wrap can be recycled.
Oh, yeah, no.
Most of the time it can't be, unfortunately. So my grandmother, and I've always known people who have used like totes and things as gift wrap. And so I think this bag looks, it's very festive and fun. To me, it kind of looks like when people choose to do like a silver situation with their tree or their gift wrapped or very holiday. It's beautiful. And you can just use that as a gift wrap. So just like put your products in that you're giving to someone, put a bow on it. I think it looks awesome.
Exactly. I love that idea. That's a cool one. Yeah. And you have one or two more, right?
Two more products we'll cover quickly, and then we'll wrap up stuff. So one product that we've been testing very frequently in my house is cookie mix, and sort of different types of cookies made from a company called Renewal Mills. And Renewal Mills is awesome because they, first of all, make all of their cookies are vegan. And that's hard to do. It's hard to make a good cookie that's vegan, but it's awesome. And they're using upcycled materials for the mix themselves. So they're preventing waste. They're making it into a cookie mix. You give it to somebody or you give it to yourself and you make them really quickly. They're awesome. So I love it. We've been testing like pumpkin spice flavor, chocolate chip flavor. It's so tasty. You've tried them too, Lisa, right? At our offsite.
Yeah, we all tried them. Tried fully by the entire bride team.
Yeah, they're really good and they're super easy to make. So I love those and I think it's an awesome gift you can give. And then the last one in terms of products that reduce less waste, this is not necessarily giftable, but of course it could be, is a washable pail cover. What does that mean? It's basically an alternative to using a trash bag. So you can think about this like a lot of times, for instance, people have their recycling bins lined with a garbage bag.
Yeah.
And, I do it too, right? Like you don't want that recycling bin to get all smelly because sometimes, you know, your recyclables still have a little bit of residue in them. And so what happens? Like you basically have to go through trash bags. So that's not great. Something like this can be also useful for like, you know, for stuff if you're using reusable rags in your house and you want just like a wet bag basically to throw things in. You can take this pail cover, put it in instead of a trash bag, and then wash it when you're done. So I just think it's such a good idea. Why we haven't used these types of things before, I don't know, but I've been trying it out. It works great. I put rags in there, then I throw in the wash.
Yeah, that's a good point because when you think about I think some people use it if you can wash it properly in like a main trash bag, right? But like for recycling, you guys heard us talk about recycling, you know, how you need to like rinse anything that you're recycling so nothing is yucky because then it cannot be recycled, right? If anything is greasy or has water or wine in there, should be rinsed. And then there's no reason not to use this type of reusable pail covers, right? Instead of another plastic bag. That's great. I love it. You converted me to the pail cover.
So you can use it for a variety of things. People that use cloth diapers use it for diapers. Like there's all sorts of ways cool. that you can do it, but it's just nice to throw in the wash when you're done. So I know we went a little bit long on this one, but it's because we're super excited about what's in the latest drop, the October drop in Brightly Shop. But I'm also hoping that if you listen to this episode, you took away a little bit of knowledge about holiday shopping in general this year, because I actually wasn't super aware until I started hearing all this chatter. And then I started thinking, ooh, we better tell our audience about this, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Just want to set realistic expectations. Just want to share with us, with you, what we've curated, all of the products that we've tried, of all of the new brands we've discovered. And of course, as usual, don't forget, October product drop closes October 10th at midnight Pacific time. Go to shop.brightly.eco, share about it with your friends, maybe create a wish list there and send it to your friends too. That's also great. We can go on and on and on about wish lists, right, Laura?
Yes, we can. And I think we have before.
We have. That's I'm like, let's not get into that. But yeah, if you have any feedback, if there's something you want to see on the shop or you shop with us and you love something, don't be shy. We send you the survey, but you can always drop us an email at hello@brightly.eco and just tell us what you like, what you don't like.
Right? Yeah, and one other thing I'll add is the shop is also going to be open in November, in December too. And we'll have something going on for Black Friday and stuff like that. So we definitely will have an opportunity to shop with us closer to the holidays. So, and we'll have another episode with some more picks. We'll be putting more things in there. So the one thing we'll say though is stuff that's available in October may not be available in November. Exactly. So it's totally dependent on inventory, on what sells out, et cetera. So, you're hearing this in October. We want you to get back to your pumpkin spice latte and figure out your Halloween costume. So we'll let you do that. But, just know that there's an awesome opportunity happening right now. And then we will be able to pick things up with you in November too. So don't worry.
Exactly. Well, thank you for listening and thank you for supporting Brightly. Always here for you.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Good Together. As always, you can get show notes and explore lots more content related to all things eco-friendly living by checking out brightly.eco/podcast.
And don't forget to join in on the conversation that's happening on our Facebook group. Simply search Good Together Ethical Shopping and it'll come up. You can also leave us a question through voicemail. The link is on brightly.eco/podcast.
If you're into social media, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, and all of the channels. Our username is brightly.eco.
Finally, we want to leave you with a reminder. Every day is a chance for you to create change, and you're already covered for today since you joined us here on the podcast. Stay kind and live brightly.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.